Okay, listen, I totally apologize. I hope the past years it's always been on Thursday, so I thought this year was on Thursday. Okay. What can I tell you? Okay. Okay, the topic of today's shiur is contemporary halachas of sukkah. Now, a lot of times the contemporary halacha is the same as the old halacha. So, sometimes... we'll try to discuss some of the important issues halacha lemaisa of sukkah. So let's look at the pasuk. It's always good to start with the chumash on page one. Chacha sukkos tasa lecha shivas yomim ba'ospecho migornecho migvecho. So the Torah says that you should celebrate the yontif of sukkos. And the Yom Tov of Sukkos is in the season of Ospecha Migarnecha Migvecha. In the season, that's why it's called Chag HaOsif, because they're gathering in all the produce. They're finally ready to harvest the produce and gather it in. That's why the Pshuto, the Mefarshim, the Pashtonim, say that that's why it's called Zman Simchaseinu. It's because we're happy to see all the produce now we get to bring to our home. And you know, and then I'll pee other levels of interpretation. Sukkos has, you know, that the Gemara, you know, Rav Huttner always would say that Sukkos wears two hats. It's part of the, Rav David Cohen has in the Sefer as well, it's part of the Sholosh Regalim, but it's also the Gemara of the Yomim Noraim. It's also the Gemara of the Yomim Noraim. In fact, there's a famous Gra in Shir HaShirim. It's in the first parak in Shir HaShirim. The Gra asked the famous Kasha, what in the world happened on Tezvav Tishrei that we're having Sukkos on Tezvav Tishrei? Or nothing. Sukkos was, they had Sukkos in the Midbar 40 years. The Machlokis, whether it was Anoni HaKovod or Sukkos Mamish. But that was every day for 40 years. So why in the world are you picking Tezvav Tishrei? What happened to, I understand every other holiday that we have, something happened at Pesach, we Yotzei Mitzrayim on Tezvav Nisan, I understand very well. But Tezvav Tishrei, what in the world happened on Tezvav Tishrei? Right? It's an unbelievable kasha. And even, you know, they give the famous teretz of the tour. So, because the tour says, L'chora, they should have had Sukkos right after Pesach. Right? Should have had Sukkos right after Pesach. That's the famous kasha of the tour. Because as soon as we went out of the Mitzrayim, we were in the Sukkos. So what is it doing here? So his answer is, because if we would have it after Pesach, then everyone would think we're just, you know, these are our Samba bungalows. Samba bungalows. And we're not doing it L'Shem Mitzvah, Stam Samba bungalow. So therefore we do it when it's a shtickle cold to show we're L'Shem Shemayim, that we're doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. By the way, that's the Pashut Pshat, and why, skipping a little bit, why people, you know, this whole business about sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So it's the Beferish Gemara, you have to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So what is there to talk about? You know, Rav Tzadok HaKohen, Milublin, he wrote a whole Sefer to defend the Minhag HaChassidim, that they don't sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But bottom line is, the Gemara says you sit in the Sukkah, you just don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. So why? What in the world? So, and but this minhag is done. It's not just a minhag of Amaratzim. You could say it's a minhag of Amaratzim, but it's not the minhag of Amaratzim. It's Gedolim, you know, Gedolim who were nohig this minhag. So where did it all come from? So the Orach HaShulchan, the Korban Asano, they say that it's like this. That and everyone agrees. L'chora Shmini Atzeres. Everyone agrees that Shmini Atzeres, you don't sit in the sukkah. In fact, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, if you sit in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, you get Malkus. Why? It's Bal Tosif. Pashut. You sit in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, you get Malkus. It's Bal Tosif. That's in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, where we have a din as Feka Dioma, so we're not sitting in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, Midin what? Midin, that's the Chiyav of Shmini Atzeres. We're sitting in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres because Shmini Atzeres is a Sofik Shvi. It's a Sukkah Shvi, because maybe Sukkot really started on the second day. and everything is pushed off a day, right? Because of the Sfeika Dioma. So therefore, that's why we sit in the sukkah. So then the question is, why don't we, so Tosis asks in sukkah, so why don't we do Dalet Minim? We should do Dalet Minim also, because it's a Sfeika. Right, Sfeika Dioma, we should do Dalet Minim too. Right, in Shmini Atzeres, because just like we do Dalet Minim and Hoshana Rabba, so this is a Sfeika of Hoshana Rabba. So we should do Dalet Minim. Right. So Tosis answers, because it's going to nira kizilzul beyantif. In other words, because here we have a funny situation. If we say that Shmini Atzeres is a suffix Shvi, so then, but Shvi is a Yom Chol. Shvi is a Yom Chol. Right? Shvi is Hashanah Rabbah. I mean, in the Hasidic Sfarim, it's the holiest day in the world, but in Mais, it's a Yom Chol. Hashanah Rabbah is a Yom Chol. So Mela, if we're going to take Lulav, so it's a Zilzul in Yontif, that we're taking Lulav on Shmini Atzeres, because we're treating it as a Sfeika Yom of Shvi. So therefore, they said, no Lulav. But Sukkah, Tosa says, that Pa'am Shasukkah social Odom Arev Olav. That Sukkah is sometimes, it's not as noticeable that you're doing it L'Shem Mitzvah, because sometimes people like to sit outside also. You know, Sukkah social Odom Arev Olav. So Memela, so even though we're doing L'Shem Mitzvah of Sveika Dioma, but it's not a patch and ponim for the to Yontif, that we are praving chol on Yontif. So the Aruch HaShulchan, the Korban HaSanah, they all write that, but if you're in a country that's mamish freezing cold, so it's not sukkoso shel areva. So if you sit in the sukkah when it's freezing cold, so everyone knows that you're doing l'shei mitzvah. It's mamish like shaking the lulav, because no one shakes the lulav just tamazoi. You'll be meshugina, right? You do it because there's a mitzvah. You wouldn't have the time to shake things with stamazoi. People think you're crazy. You do it because it's a mitzvah. So sukkah doesn't look as much as a mitzvah, but if it's in cold weather, so it does. So memela what? That's the idea of why people stopped sitting in the sukkah, because they felt that it's a pchisas hakavod to Yontif, and that's where the minhag began. That's one approach. There's so much written on this topic, but that's the that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes, etc. But what does the Gros say? So the Gros says like this. The Gros says in Shir HaShirim, the Gros says the following. That, what does the pasuk say? Vayar Aaron ki faruahu ki fro Aaron l'shimtza b'kameim. That after Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Klal Yisrael, so he took away the Anani HaKavod as a punishment to the Klal Yisrael. And only after they got Mechila from the Chet HaEgel and they started building the Mishkan, then the Anonim came back. So the Gra and Shir HaShirim, the first parak in Shir, you should look it up, in the Gra and Shir HaShirim, first parak, he says this vort. What's the vort he says? He says like this, when did they get Slich and Kapara for the Chet HaEgel? Yom Kippur. So then Moshe goes down, and then Yud Aleph, he's mitzaveh them to the on the. He goes down to Yud Aleph, and then he's mitzaveh them on the Melechas HaMishkan to bring Nedavos for the Melechas HaMishkan. So it says that that he went down. He went down Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, he was mitzaveh them on the Melechas HaMishkan. And then it says, Ha'am heviwas ha'nedova baboker baboker. So Yud Gimel Yud Aleph, they brought the nedovas for the Melechas HaMishkan. And Tezvav, they started building the Mishkan, and then the Anonim returned. So that's the Vilna Gaon's word. So the Vilna Gaon's word says that something did happen on Tezvav, and that's what we're commemorating. that we're not just commemorating Stamazoi, the Anoni HaKovet. It's the fact that the kapara of the Cheta Egel was nishlam with that. And I'll tell you another word. I'll tell you you saw the sticker thing. It's drush with halacha together. That's the best, right? Drush and halacha together. It says like this. There's a halacha. It's in the packet here. You'll find it. And after the, what does it say? Kedusha Sukkah, number 10. Kedusha Sukkah. Yeah, 38. Page 38. I'm Rav Sheshib Shimon Yakiva. Minayin la'atzei sukkah sa'asuim kol shiva. The sukkah is usher, all shiva. Meaning, if you want to take, in the old days, you know, I grew up in the bamboo generation. Today we're in the mat generation. My father grew up in the twigs generation. Now, he grew up in East New York, but they used to have a pile of like twigs on the corner of every block. And everyone would come and take the twigs and they use them for the schach. So then that stopped. And then bamboos. We went to bamboos. And then epis bamboos, it's not so much bisman as there. Now the mats. We're into the mats. Which could be a psul d'oraisa, but we'll talk about that later. But we're into the mats. So it's an unbelievable thing here. The Gemara says that your sukkah is asur b'hanoah. That means if in the middle of sukkahs you decide, you know, I need a bamboo stick. I don't know, to play stickball or to do something with it. You take a bamboo stick out of your sukkah and you use it for something else, you violate an issur d'oraisa. You violate an issur d'oraisa. Because the Gemara says that a sukkah is chal shem shemayim. Chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. The sukkah is like a korban. The sukkah is like a korban. That just like a korban, it's korban is hektish. So too your sukkah is hektish. Chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. It's a din d'oraisa. There's a discussion. Is it only if you take something away? What if you're getting hanoah from a sukkah, but you're not taking something away? I don't know. You lean on the sukkah chveis. You put your pekel on top of the sukkah. So the only yontif has a tshuva. I'll tell you about the tshuva a little bit later. That any hanoah from the sukkah is of inisa deraisa, and the Taz is not true. It's only if you mevatel the sukkah mi mitzvah. So you take a piece of the schach away, then what? Then you violate an issur d'oraisa. So you want to use the schach for something else, you violate an issur d'oraisa. Oh. So that's an important halacha. You shouldn't take away anything from your sukkah in the middle of sukkahs, because then you violate this din of chal shem shemayim. So the sukkah is mamash. This is a higher level than just stam the din of huchtzel and mitzvaso, which is probably only a din drabbanan. This is mamash a drasha chal shem shemayim la sukkah. Oh, so let me tell you this word. This is really now I'm going to tie it into the gra, this halacha. Let's say a whole Shabbos Shuvah drasha. It's like this. The mabit in the Beis Elokim. Mabit in the Beis Elokim, best sefer. You should get it. You don't have it? Get it. A big word that he says, Stam and Tshuva, you should know, Mabit in the Beis Elokim, is Tshuva is different than all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs, if you only have three parshas in your tefillin, you have nothing. You have nothing. You only have three minim of the dal minim. You need, you know, there's a lot of mitzvahs, it's all or nothing. Tshuva, the Mabit says, in Perigud Beis, in the Shar HaTshuva, in the Mabit, in the Beis Elokim, by Tshuva, whatever you do is meaningful. Whereas even if you can't, you know, you're mikabel, but then you're going to go back to your old ways. But you try something, even though it's not complete. It's something. Any part of tshuva is meaningful. But he says, but that's not what I want to talk about. He says another word. He says like this. He says there are two things in slicha and kapara. He says
says like this. Say a person ba'avod me. He did something wrong to me. So he comes over to me. He asks mechila. So, you know, Rav Reuven Feinstein spoke here the other night, so he quoted the famous Rabbeinu Bachaya. Rabbeinu Bachaya says that Yosef never was mochel brothers. Yosef was never mochel brothers, and that's why we're still suffering with the Asara Harugei Malchus. Asara Harugei Malchus, we're going to say in Yom Kippur, is because of the chayt of Yosef, and it was never nimchel. The Meshech Chochma says that's what we say in the davening in Yom Kippur. Ki atah solchon liYisrael u'mochelon lishivtei Yishrun. Those are the two biggest averes. Solchan is halachti kidvarecha of the cheta egel. Umachlon shifte yishurun is ben adam lachaveiro. The biggest ben adam lamokum is the cheta egel. And the biggest ben adam lachaveiro is what? Is mechilas yosef. And we're still asking, you know, mechila. Machlon shifte yishurun. But he says, because basically all he said was, don't worry. It turned out good, don't worry. But he never, as Rav Reuven Feinstein said, that he never said the word mechila. He was never moichel. So he's never moichel. It was still responsibility. You know, that's the famous Rabbi Chana Wasserman says. Rabbi Chana Wasserman says that how come the Alilas Dam? How did the Goyim believe that we're using blood for our matzahs? Mama's a sheker, and the lie caught on. You know why? He says because there's some truth to it, because we did to Yosef. So therefore, that went for the generations, and there was some emes to that. So that's why the chayt caught off. So he says this. So one madrega is not moichel at all. Then there's an. So that's what Rav Reuven was quoting the Rabbeinu Bachaya. Yosef was never moichel. He was never moichel. But then you could be moichel. That's what the Barbit says. But you know what? I'm moichel you. But you know what? I don't want anything to do with you anymore. I'm moichel you, but I still don't want anything to do with you. That's another madrega. At least you're mocha. It's not like the third. The mocha, but I don't know. The third madrega is the highest madrega. You know what that is? You know what that's called? One word. Ritsui. Ritsui means we're back like we were before. Best friends like before. Not only I'm accepting your mechila, not only I'm accepting your mechila, but what? We're mamash best friends again. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to be with you. I want to be your friend. I want to spend time with you. He says, so whenever we sin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bring a korban. So what's the lashon of a korban? No, v'nirtza lo v'chaper alav. Korban brings ritzui. Whereas if we do tshuva, we sin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're still, you know, did bad. So who says Hashem's going to take us back? Fool. Maybe he'll walk with us, but he doesn't even want to have a catch with us anymore. If you bring a korban, the nitzalo lechaper alav. So I thought, this I said over in Drusha in the Lower East Side a couple of years ago. So that's pshat in Sukkah. Because what is Sukkah, according to the Gra? It's not just Hashem's forgiving us. He's bringing back the Anani HaKavod to restore the old what? The old relationship. The old relationship that we had, that we're Mesuvav, the Anani HaKavod. He's getting it better. It's not just Mechila. Yom Kippur is Mechila. But what? But Sukkot is Ritzui. That's what the Gros says. What do we say? Atah b'chartanu mikol ha'amim. Hafta osanu. Rapsi sabanu. So he says that refers to the Gimel Regalim, that we had the Bechira on Pesach, and then we had the Matan Torah was the Ava, but what's the Ratzisa Bono? That's Sukkos. The Sukkos is a Ritzui. So Memeila, now you understand the halacha of why the Sukkah is like a Korban, Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah. Because according to the Gra, Sukkos was not only what? Sukkos wasn't just a mechila. Sukkah is that we get the same Anani HaKavod back. So the only other place we find such a thing is by a korban. By a korban, it says v'nirtzalo v'chaper alav. So chal shem shemayim ala korban. Ala sukkah, just like a korban. Because it's not just mechila. So those are the three dargis. Again, it's a good tshuva drasha. These are the three dargis. Mechila, you know, not, you know, as as the Rabbeinu B'chai said, by Yosef, he wasn't even Moichel. Then you can, and the Mabit says, you can be Moichel, but not have Ritzoi. And here, Mamish is Ritzoi. And Yom Kippur, and Sukkot is Ratzis Abano. Hafto Son of Ratzis Abano, the Gros says, is Ratzis Abano, and that's shot in this halacha. I'll be Hamachshava. But it's, but the halacha is what we said before. So I told you that the Taz says that if you don't take the bamboo away, you don't violate the issa, the chal shemash shem shemayim. Because who is he arguing? There's a famous truva of the Oneg Yontif. You know the truva of the Oneg Yontif? The famous truva of the Oneg Yontif. Oneg Yontif has the most unbelievable truvas you should know. It's a big machadish, big. A lot of interesting things here. So you know what he says? He says an unbelievable thing. He says like this: if you're sitting in the sukkah when it's raining, so you're not getting the mitzvah because it's raining. But not only you're not getting the mitzvah, but you're still nena from the sukkah. So then you violate the iser of nena me sukkah. Because normally, you go into a sukkah. Of course, you'd be nana being in the sukkah. But you're doing the mitzvah. That's what you're supposed to be doing. So, mamela, that's okay. But if you ever go into your sukkah when you're not getting the mitzvah, then you violate the isser of nana mi ben ha-sukkah. That's what Oneg Yontif says. And that's why he says an unbelievable thing. Unbelievable thing. He says, women. You're not allowed in the sukkah. One second, I'll clarify that in a second. Go into the sukkah, they violate an issur d'oraisa. Violate an issur d'oraisa. Now, so he says, so then he says, no. Married women we can let in, because they have to be the teishu came to do with their husbands. But single woman, not allowed in the sukkah. That's what he writes. Unbelievable. So someone pointed out that don't we assume that women get a kiyum ha-mitzvah? Women get a kiyum ha-mitzvah. So you know what? So I thought about this for a long time. So, you see, the way I was trained, that everyone agrees that women, like Rav Shakta says, everyone agrees that women get a kiyum ha-mitzvah. It's only Machlokis, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, whether they can make a bracha. Right? Rabbeinu Tam says they can say a shekel shalom b'sof sofet tivon. That's the Ashkenazic women. They make brachas and mitzvahs that say shazman grom. But Svardim? Chas v'sholom. The Rambam? Chas v'sholom. You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that say shazman grom if you're a Svardic lady. Or you marry marry an Sephardi husband, then you become a Sephardi lady also, and no brachas on mitzvah says my groves. The way Rav Shekhar always presented it is everyone agrees that they get the mitzvah because everyone agrees that they're full kedushas Yisrael. Everyone agrees they have full kedushas Yisrael. The only question is, could they say the nusach Hashem Kedushon Mitzvah B'tzivonu? Could they say such a thing? Because it's not B'tzivonu. So Rav Shechter said the pshat is, so that's what the Rambam says. They can't say the tzivanu. It's dover shkarim, so they can't make a bracha. Mitzvah says, so it's my grandma. That's the Rambam shita. Rabbi Natan, the way Rav Shechter presents it, Rabbi Natan says no. Rabbi Natan says no. Not true. Because they have full kedusha Yisrael, so it is the tzivanu. It is the tzivanu. It's that they're mitzuvah, and then they got an exemption. Because they're part of full kedusha Yisrael, so they chayv in all mitzvahs. Certain mitzvahs they get an exemption. And that's what so b'meila, that's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. But kuli alma lo pligi that they get a mitzvah for being in the sukkah. Kuli alma lo pligi that they get a mitzvah for being in the sukkah. And Rav Shechter says over from Rav Soloveitchik that there's a chiluk between a woman and Neve Knadi. You know, there's a concept in Yiddishkeit of a Neve Knadi. In other words, before that, I used to think that the world is divided into two things. There's a Yidden and Goyim. Right? Yidden and Goyim. But now,
There's a third category, Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is, the Rambam uses a lashon, it's Yotze Michlal B'nei Noach, but he didn't come yet to Klal Yisrael. Eved Kanani means you get a guy, mamish a real guy, you buy him, not just serve, you buy the guy. Mamish buy him, and then you dunk him in the mikveh. You dunk him in the mikveh, l'shem abdus, and he gets a mitzvah skeiros. So it's a mitzvah kedushis Yisrael. So Mimela, he's not yet a yid, but he's not a ben noach either. So what's his status? So this person's status is chayv kemitzvahs keisha. Right? He has the same, in other words, he has all the pturim that, even though he's a male, he has all the pturim that a woman would have. So he's part from the successor, so man grum, etc. So the Rav said the following yisod. He said, when a woman wants to do a mitzvah esei shazman grama, so the pshat is, she's really chayiv in all mitzvahs. It's just certain mitzvahs she was exempt. So if she wants to offer to do it, gesund tehek, she'll get a mitzvah, she'll get schar. But an Eved Kanani, what? Is only considered a yid legabe certain mitzvahs. So legabe the mitzvahs that he's potter from, he's not a yid klape those mitzvahs. So male, if he offers to do those mitzvahs, it's meaningless. And that's you saw that a woman is a full kedushas Yisrael with pturim, and that's pshat in Rav Shach Zed and Rabbeinu Tam, that as you could say, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvosov Tzivanu. It's the Tzivanu of Toranu, but it's the Tzivanu. And Eved Kanani is not even the Tzivanu. Rav Shechter pointed out that when the Rav was saying the Shir of Lichtenstein, Shlita raised his hand and he said that it's against the Tshuva Sarambam. Because the Rambam writes in the Tshuva that a goy does a mitzvah, so he gets schar, even a goy. So then this whole Shtikl Torah falls apart. Because if a goy shakes lulav, if he gets schar, then this whole Shtikl Torah falls apart. So the Rav's response was, we don't care what, you know, Lav Shmei the Rambam Chasumalei. We don't give them honest to the Tshuvas HaRambam. Nachavek with the Tshuvas. This is the big thing, because the Tshuvas HaRambam, a lot of halachas come from the Tshuvas HaRambam. So if you want to say the Tshuvas HaRambam is not so authoritative, then a lot of things go down, I once had the courage to ask Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, and I saw him in the library, to ask him his opinion on this matter. That was courageous of me. I went over to him. I asked him, what his opinion is on this discussion of the... And he said he has no reason to doubt the authenticity of the Tshuvas HaRambam. So I said, what about your father? That was pretty courageous. He said, what about your father? He says, my father knew the ones that the Kesef Mishnah quoted. So that's the story. Oh, now, but I'll tell you, I think it could be a whole new pshat in this whole thing. So you can, and this I thought about one year on Yontif, this a new mahalach, and I think Rabbi Vaz Yosef in one place quotes an achron that might say like this as well, and that's like this. That Kuli Alma, and this will be Yashir the Oneg Yontif, even though we don't possibly the Minhag Yisrael is not like the Oneg Yontif. We allow single women into the sukkah. Well, that could be also because we hold like the Taz. Because the Taz holds, even if you want to say the women don't get, but the Taz holds you only violate the Isser of Nen and Me'atzei HaSukkah is if you take away. If you're just getting hung off in the Sukkah and the Sukkah remains as it is, then you don't, there's no Isser according to the Taz. And the Oneg Yontif discusses that Taz, and that's how we assume the Halacha, like the Taz. So if you would take a bamboo stick away to fire your, to melt the... roast your marshmallows or something like that, crush your marshmallows, so then that would be an issa deraisa. So I think, let me tell you the mahalach, I think. It's like this. Women don't get any mitzvah. The mitzvah says, shazman grama. Nothing. Not mechuyev, they're not, nothing. So what's the machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos, whether he can make a bracha? As they're talking about. Oh. And I think if you look inside in the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel, It might be, I think it's, it might be Meduyag in the Losh. It's like this. The Gemara says in Chagiga that there's a mitzvah we know of smicha. What's the mitzvah of smicha? When you bring a korban, you somech yodav on the korban. When you bring the korban, you somech yodav on the korban. In fact, there's a famous kasha we're holding by a Sarasim made tshuva. I have to tell you the famous kasha of the Ibrahimis. I won't turn a whole tshuva drasha of David Cohen, who once gave a whole drasha. It's in the sefer on this kasha of the Ibrahimis. Rabbi Warman has a piece on it. What's the kasha of the Ibrahimis? The kasha is like this. We know what a lot of things you don't in Yiddishkeit you don't really have to stand for. You have to stand for Shmona Esrei. One of the things you have to stand for is vidui. Vidui has to be mu'umah. Right, and you see the Al-Khaits, you gotta, you know, when they open up the Aron for Chol Maminim or something like that, Mikra Din, you don't have to be standing. It's a minute that people stand when the Aron's open, but Mikra Din, you only stand when the Sefer Torah is moving. Right? The Sefer Torah is moving. But so the Kach of Dimri Emes is the, when did they do Vidoy in a Korban? When there was somech yodav. So if you're somech on something, you're putting all your pressure on it, that's not called amida. Right? So memela, the vidah had to be by amida. That's the kasha. So you can look in various forms to try to find an answer to this. But that's the imreiki, the gerer, and this kasha. Okay. But now let's get back to the mahalak I want to say. I want to say like this. Women get nothing. Oh, so it's like this. It's like this. Doesn't care for it. Doesn't care. The Gemara says that smicha is b'chol kolcho. So the question is, could women do smicha on a korban if they want? Smicha is only by yom, so it's a mitzvah sheshes as magroma. So women are pturus. So could they do it or not? So one opinion the Gemara says is that if you question is. Stam to do smicha if you're not mechuyev, so it could be it's going to be a vote of the bunch, right? So the Gemara says that they used to let women do smicha. What? Lo says nachas ruach l'nashim. So sometimes you got to just let them give them something, so they'll be happy. So lo says nachas ruach l'nashim. So they do smicha, but they wouldn't do smicha b'chol kochu. It would be a fake smicha. Versus afu yadai. Just means light. Not pushing. Light. Afu yadai. Afu yadai. A light smicha. So what's the shot? Because then that's not a vote of a kachin. But it's an issa de rabban. Even afu yadai. So the Gemara says, lo says nachas ruach l'noshim. What? We waive the issa de rabban. That's what my opinion holds in the Gemara. Oh, so what do you see here? Big Yisur. That certain Isurei the Rabbanon will wave to make the women happy. Well, say it's Nachas Ruach L'Nashim. Oh. So now, Mela, I'll explain the whole thing. If you look in Tosis, you see Pshat like this. Tosis writes in Rosh Hashanah, Amid Gimel, Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is Bracha Levatolo. Is only the Rabbana. It's not an Issa Deraisa. Because Issa Deraisa is if you blurt out Hashem's name, Stamazoy. But if you pray, if I say, with the whole bracha. So that's a nice praise to God. The only thing is, I'm not eating bread now. So, Midaraisa, you can always praise God. Midrabbana, they don't want you to stop giving praises to God unless you're holding by the motzi, you're having the bread or the fruit, etc. It's not, but it's all in this is the Rabbana. The Rambam writes, the way many explain the Rambam, not everybody, but many explain the Rambam, Bracha Levatolo is in this Doraisa. So Mamela, I thought everything was Lashikasa, that all of women don't get any mitzvah sensation as Magrama. But you know what? We'll still let them do the mitzvah and even make the bracha, says Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Ah, it's bracha levatola, but Rabbeinu Tam Shita is Brachal of Atolas the Rabbanon. And the Brachal of Atolas the Rabbanon, the Melawat, Barsets Nachas Ruach Lanashim, we lift the Surah the Rabbanon, just like we let them do Smicha, Sa'afu Yadai. Nashayin came, what? The Rambam Shita is Brachal of Atolas the Raisa, so Mamela. You can't say we can make them, let them do bracha levatola lasis no surah pasas anissa daraisa. So the mela, that's why he says that they can make a bracha on the mitzvah seh shazman bracha. That's the mahal. So, and mela, this is miyashiv the onig yontif. The onig yontif assumed as a dover poshut that they don't get a mitzvah. The only question had is he right or is the taz right? Lagabe, there was a violence, she doesn't get a mitzvah. The only question is, could she be in the sukkah? Is that called getting hanah? So the Onig Yontif says that is called hanah, and the Taz says that's not called nena mikrufa sukkah. It's only when you detract from the sukkah.
According to this explanation of Rabbeinu Tam, the woman goes to the store and sees a nice loaf of bread and says hamotzi without eating it. But that makes her happy. We should allow her to do that.
Yeah, but I mean lemaisa. Lamaisa, you know, you have to know, losses, if we're always going to allow, you know, Chazal allowed in certain cases. We've shown them allowed. For us to make up, that's the question. To what degree that you need the Chachmei Hador to decide, you know, what are we going to allow? Losses Nachas Ruach Lanashim. That gets into a whole broader conversation of women's issues and things like that. And that's not the topic of this. Discussion here. Okay? Yeah?
There's the Oneg Yontov that says that anything, any use other, even not taken away, but like leaving something on it is usher.
Right. Any time you're using the sukkah, shalom, and it's not a mitzvah, then you violate this issur d'oraisa of chal shem shemayim la sukkah. And the Taz says not that way. The Taz says, Taz Shom, you look in 10, I quote the Taz here. It says here, page 41. If you want to see the Taz, okay, nearer the first little arrow. Poshut shemakashoh ein noesim mahem hadavar acher heine derech litol mishom shebezeh mevatal kudushosa. Okay, that's the Taz here. Tafresh Lamed Ches. Yeah. No, the Nachas Ruach thing is Lagabe. No, that's just to explain the Rambam, and it's not going to. It's the only thing I'm tying into the Onig Yontif is the hanocha of the Onig Yontif is that there's no mitzvah. So I was always brought up to say, of course there's a mitzvah, and it's the only question, like Rav Shechter said, whether they could say that nusach habracha. This is a big thing. I wrote a whole piece in the Beis Yitzchak once. If you want to see this bichsav, this whole mahalach about mitzvahs, essay noshim hamechayvos atzmon. The mitzvah says a shazman grama. Yeah.
According to the Taz, they just took away one piece of stock, but there was still enough staff
I think it still might be us. Still be us.
Even though you're not about the
sukkah. You're taking something away from the sukkah. I don't know if you have to passel the sukkah. You know, there's another shayla that the poskim discuss. This is a shayla for the pizza stores. The pizza store shayla. That's the pizza store, Shaila. There are pizza stores that want to be open for sukkahs. So they have to build a sukkah for their customers, unless they could just open for women. But they want to be open for sukkahs. So what they do is they build sukkahs sometimes right in front of the store. But they're afraid that the next morning they're going to come back and there's not going to be a sukkah. So what these stores do is that every day they dismantle the sukkah and put it back. I mean, maybe it's these, you know, push-up sukkahs that you can easily. So the shaila is, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to dismantle a sukkah on sukkahs just tamazoy and put it back the next day? because when you dismantle it, you mevatel it from mitzvasa. So is that also part of the violation of this or not? That's a machlokas we shown him. Shefta pointed out on this topic. Okay. Yeah.
Who says that is it Rabbeinu Tam or Tosfot says it's the Rabbanan Bahalavatala?
Well, Rabbeinu Tam quoted in Tosfos. Okay. 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 Now if you look back on page 2, that's sidetracked. Okay, page 2, we have an important yesod. The Gemara says, what's the halacha? The halacha is, we paskin, it's a machlokas whether sukkah is diras keva or diras arai. And this machlokas is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Because the Tanakhama says, you can't have a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall. And the Chachamim... and Rabbi Yehuda's machshir, and there's a whole sugya in Gemara Yuma about this, where the sukkah is diras keva, diras arai. So, what is this machlokas all about? Whether the sukkah is diras keva, I mean, everyone agrees that there's only 1 week of sukkahs, right? That's pasuk, right? That's a pasuk. Can't argue with the pasuk. So, what's the machlokas? Everyone in Chol should agree that it's diras arai. So. Oh, so someone will explain. One of the svarim I saw set up shot, which is like this, that the sukkah is diras arai, but the shita that holds diras keva holds that since the Torah is mechayev you to sit in the sukkah, that gives it a kvis. Whenever the Torah is mitzavah you to do something, even if it's only for a week, but the Torah is telling me to do it, that gives it a kvis. In fact, I just show the fellas today, we're learning Cheskes Abatim this year. It's only the Ragechava who would point this out. The Ragechava points out, the Gemara says in Sukkah, that you have to bring in all your nice things into the Sukkah. Kalim Noim. And then what does the Gemara say? The Matzos, the mesh, you bring into the Sukkah. So the Ragechava makes a shtushtel between that Gemara and Sukkah and the Gemara Bav Basra and Gimel. That if you want to be kohen b'nichsei hager, you put the mats out, and then you kohen b'nichsei hager. And the idea being, remember, Gedali Berger's thought was that just like b'nichsei hager, that shows that you're the bialim, that you're matzia matzos, so that shows that you're making a kvias. So too over here, by bringing the mats, they used to lie down on the mats, into the sukkah, that gives it, like, you're showing that this is my mokum for these 7 days. This is my mokum for these 7 days. So there's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham. Al kitei kach, you know what the Gemara says in Yuma? That according to Shita, you don't learn, if you only learn Sukkah, you only think that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that the Sukkah could be b'mala mechaf ama. But you know what the Gemara says in Yuma? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Sukkah is diras keva, the Sukkah is chayiv in the zuzu. Right? And in other words, the Gemara says it's not enough to mean in the Achronim. That's in the Gemara. The Gemara says that that if you hold the diras arai, then it's potter min mezuzah. Again, kuli alma lo pligi, that it's only for 7 days. The only shayla is, one of the svarim says, that the fact that the Torah made it a chiyuv, maybe that gives it a kvis. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Achronim, where the sukkah diras arai, or sukkah diras keva. And then the Gemara says, not to mean whether you... So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could even be keva. Oh, but Tosis points out that when it comes to the schach, Tosis on Beis Amaral from the bottom points out the schach has to be arai. What does that mean? Well, you have to make the schach in a way that it can rain in. If your schach is so heavy that it can't rain in, then. Then it's no good. Because that's a lack of the schach. In other words, the other things that the fanos, you know, is even if you make them sturdy, since theoretically they could be not as sturdy, that it's
it's okay. But when it comes to the schach, suk al shem schach, it has to be arai. It has to be a certain. In other words, it can't be. You can't make it too arai, because you know then your suk will be puzzled. It'll blow away in the wind, whatever. But
the schach has to be arai. You should know there are a lot of different. There's a suk in Antwerp that they had this thing and that they knew how to make the bamboos in a way that it'll never rain in. In other words, if you put one here, one, you know, was in a jigsaw way, you can make it. So there was a lot written on this. They called the binyan hasukah hayadua. There was the sukkah hayadua that it didn't rain in, but it wasn't like mamish packed with. So there was a whole pilpul in the poskim and the, you know, different rabbanim wrote tshuvas on this. But the best thing is to get a regular sukkah that it could rain in and then you're okay. But you shouldn't have it too heavy. In fact, if you look in the Hagos Maimoni on page 4, you'll see it's 3 lines from the bottom. Umaisa shisiche harav Reb Shimshon. Giso shel Rabbeinu Tam, his brother-in-law, ben esarim sheim behem dal tefachim ve'asa sukkah yofa ba'od ke'en kippo v'taku b'masmeris u'posla Rabbeinu Tam mishum de'matzelis menagashomim. As he posled his brother-in-law's sukkah, because it couldn't rain in. Some want to say that he only posled it because there was nails, that he nailed it in, and maybe that made it... But I don't know, it's not so pashut. Pashut is, it didn't rain in. He passed his brother-in-law sukkah. So usually that's not going to be a problem. Most people's sukkah is, you know, rains in. It's kedai, Rabosai, to have the, if you have the thing on top, you know, the shlak, that you can roll out when it's raining, so then when it's no longer raining, you can roll it back, and then you can eat right away in your sukkah, right? When it's, because a lot of times the sukkah, even when it stops raining, it's so wet there, you don't want to go in. The only thing you have to worry about is if when you unroll the shlak, so then this is full of water, and then it goes on the grass. And then it goes on the grass. And then you have a big shaila about being mashke grass on Shabbos and Yontif, which could be an issur d'oraisa. So what are the study, there's some study kula on this shaila. Some poskim hold that if it first hits on the concrete and then goes to the grass, then that's called the grummer. That's not... But that's one mahalach. That's not so pashut. Others say, based on the Sefer Yireyim, that if the grass is already totally wet, so then you're getting some more water, that's not an issur. Because why? Because it's already wet, so what you're not accomplishing anything. The grass is inundated with water already. So that's another mahalach, the kula. Then, I'll tell you a third thing, because the Maral Miprad. Rav Shechter likes to point out that when the Maral Miprad was alive, he was known as a posek. Today, he's known as a mystic because most of his writings are on Machshava and things like that. But maybe I should write an article one day of all the times that the posekim quote the Maral Miprad from the Halacha. You know, it's interesting. The whole idea of Dam Sulam, 4 days, now 5 days is from the Maral Miprag. The Maral Miprag has a thing which is known from the Tziv, but it's in the Maral Miprag also, that when you eat a kezayis at the Seder night, kezayis is only a minimum, but if you eat more, you get a mitzvah. In other words, you don't say that once you eat your full kezayis, then anything else is achilas reshus. And it's a mitzvah also, so that's the Maral Miprag in the Divrei Hashem. There are a lot of the Maral Miprag, but the Maral Miprag that I want to tell you over in the Gur Aryeh, in the Sefer on Shabbos, this is a Murdika thing, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, but okay, you know, so we don't really follow it, but it's the Maral Miprag said it. And this is what he said. He said, the Maral Miprag said that there's nothing wrong. Say, you know, it comes in, you know, on Sukkot, this, that Chayodim has a famous thing that you shouldn't have drink on the lawn on Shabbos. You, there's an area because you can spill things and you'll be mashke the Zeroyim. It'll be a big problem. Maral Miprag says, if you want to wash Netilas Yadayim on the grass on Shabbos, isn't it? We don't pass like this, so don't get carried away. If we're just starting, you should know what the Maral Miprag says. Ah, it's a mashke. No, it's a Dom Shein HaMeskavim. Ah, it's a Psik Reshe. So says the Maral Miprag, Psik Reshe is only said when right now you're doing the Malach. But if it's a Malach HaLa'achar Zman, so it's not happening now. So what relates me to the Malach? It's only if it's something having the Feirsh. But if it's a Dom Shein HaMeskavim, it's only Psik Reshe, and I'm not really having the Feirsh. So then the whole Chiddush of the Gemara of Moda Rav Shimon a field of Psik Reshe doesn't apply if it's not happening right away. So Bemela, Zriya is not happening right away. Zriya is a type of malacha that you do now, and it has its ramifications in the future. So Bemela, he says that there's no din of Psik Reshe on something that's lach hazman. And So I wrote once in the Beis Yitzchak about this, that I thought that there's a whole bunch of Rishonim who hold like that as well. So I wanted to prove that that's not just the Maral Miprag. But the mice is against the Shulchan Aruch, so don't go away doing this. But it's just, if you in the sniffim of Svaras Lahakil on that Shaila, I wouldn't use this as another sniff. If you have the other sniffim that we mentioned before, this could be another sniff in this Shaila. About when you take the shlak off and the water comes down, it could be another tzad. But that's what the Maral Miprag writes in the Gur Aryeh, around Shabbos Ayin Gimel, somewhere around there. That's where he says it. Okay, as we've said before, schach has to be three things. It has to be gedulei karka. It has to grow from the ground. It can't be mekabel tumah. And it has to be tolish. So being mekabel tumah, so that's why we dafka have things that are not made into a kli. As I said, in my father's generation, they had these twigs, these long grasses, and things like that were polish menakarka, and that's what people. You see old pictures of sukkahs, it's like, you know, like weeds, you know, polish took the weeds. That was on the things like that. That type of thing was the, and then, you know, there was the bamboo generation, and then even the bamboo they used to discuss that most bamboos have slits in them, right? So there was always a shaila, is that called a base kibble? And so the post came, I remember discussing with Rabbi Cohen years ago, and he always would point out that it's a whole discussion in mikvos, base kibble that wasn't this kavin lakach, to be a base kibble, as Rabbi Cohen's pointing out, maybe does not have a status of base kibble. I mean, it's nafkamina for maim shuvim, for a mikvah, etc. So for that. And then in the mat generation, you know, the Gemara says it depends. If a mat was made l'shchiva, right, we said mats, matziah matzos, v'nichseh hager, because those mats were made for people to prostrate themselves on and be showcased. So those are mekabel tuma, b'daraisa, and those are not good for the schach. So the ones you have to use are the ones that are made l'sikruch. So I guess you hope that when you get these mats and it has a hashkacha, that someone's actually doing their homework and checking out to make sure that it wasn't made l'shchiva. That was made l'sikha. Of course, it was made l'shchiva. You know, some of these are made in, like, you know, far away, some guy in China is sitting there in, you know, wherever in the far countries making, you know. So hopefully you know, the hashkachas are taking care to make sure who's making them and why, how they made, and that they made l'sichah, not made l'shiva, and they're not mekabel tuma. Because, as I said, these years, that's what's you know, the makubal thing in most many sukkahs is. As I said, the bamboos are going out of style, and in comes the other thing.
Every year, I've got a frantic phone call at Erev Yom Kippur. I'm going to my in-laws. They have a sukkah, but there's a tree in the backyard, you know, on top of the
sukkah. All the time to get this, I get this shayla. So I'll be pashtus if it's, you know, the different days in the poskim. I mean, there's a din, the sukkah tachas ilan is possible. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, there are different opinions whether, you know, if the 32, page 32, Rav Ossi. Yeah, 32. Also, sukkosu tachas ilan kilo sabatoch habayis. So in the Shulchan Aruch, when it brings down Acharei Kechol HaSakol, the whole discussion on the next page, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Also, sukkos tachas ilan yishomim shima ilan tzilsa meruba mechamsa psula bechol inyan." In other words, if the ilan is heavy, the foliage is heavy, that it's ilan tzilsa meruba mechamsa. So even if the sukkah itself is tzilsa meruba mechamsa, so it doesn't need the ilan to be mesayaya, it passes. But if the ilan is chamasa meruba mitzilosa, so then it's going to be the milan chamasa meruba mitzilosa imasukas. But if, in other words, if the sukkah has tzilosa meruba mechamasa, the sukkah stands good on its own right. It doesn't need the ilan, and the ilan's only what chamasa meruba mitzilosa, so that it's kosher. Okay, that's the first day in Shulchan Aruch. In other words, it's only going to be a problem if the sukkah, if the ilan has heavy foliage, then it'll pass on the sukkah. But if the sukkah has its own tzchach good enough, and the foliage on top is chamasa meruba, so then it's okay. That's one opinion. But the other opinion is that no, that the other opinion, yesh omrim shafilu masukkah, even if the sukkah tzilosa meruba chamasa, and the ilan is chamasa meruba, but any part of the sukkah that's underneath the ilan, which is chamasa meruba mitzilaso, that schach that has a tree on top of it is kemisha eino. So then, if acharei kechlos hakol, it's mevatel anything the shekenegdo, and it'll make the sukkah into chamasa meruba mitzilaso. So it's two yeshomrims here. So usually two yeshomrims, we go like the second yeshomrim, right? So that means the chumra, that even if the sukkah is, even if the ilan is chamasa meruba mitzilaso, it's not such a heavy shade ilan, and the sukkah doesn't need it, but it'll passel everything shekenegdo, and therefore, if it'll pass everything shekenegdo, in many cases, then your sukkah is left ki'ilu, it's chamasu meruba mitzilosa. Now, don't get me wrong. If the tree is only at one part of the sukkah, and you have a sheer sukkah for the rest, then it's fine. Because if you have your three defined, in other words, say we have this, make-believe this room is one big sukkah, right? And the tree is hovering over this whole part. So you just don't sit here, and then you have three walls, and it's fine. This is not an automatic thing. It has to pass on the sheer sukkah. But a lot of times, it's over the whole thing. So there's one kula that's not pashut, and most don't hold from it. But there are some prominent rabbanim who hold from it, but most did not hold from it. And that is, if the tree is very high, if the tree is the malam echaf, maybe that won't passel the sukkah.
This is discussed in Yeshua's Yaakov. Yeshua's Yaakov is one of the classic acronym of Shulchan Aruch. Anyone who learns Mishnah Berurah will see a quote on every page. And there's a famous Rav Baruch, Rabbi Cheskel Roth, the Carlsberger. He used to be the Satmar Dayan, now that he's the Carlsberger Dayan. And he has a tshuva, sort of having coolers on this matter. And others say there's no such cooler like that. That's the Pashtus. Rav David Feinstein told me that. He told me that there's no such cooler like that. Bobby also thought no such cooler. Many hold there's no such cooler like that. But the question is, if there's a shasat chak in this, maybe there's something to look into these Mari Mochem and Ilach. You can look in this Yeshua's Yaakov and then maybe Cheskel Roth's form. But certainly you should never come to this situation. You know, we should try to figure out things from before. But it shouldn't come to this, but sometimes it's like very sticky. Usually has to do with, he's by his in-laws or something like that, some type of situation like that where it's not so easy. It becomes sticky and so there is these minority views. And what can I tell you? Okay. There is a discussion. The sukkah has to be omid baruch mitzuya. Sukkah has to be omid baruch mitzuya. So the old shaila was always about the canvas sukkahs. Are the canvas sukkahs kosher or not? Because they shake. The canvas shakes. And therefore, there's a question whether they're kosher or not. So Rav Avadi Yosef, here, if you want to see the tshuva, it's in page 52 here, Chel Gimel Simon Memvav. He passed the canvas sukkahs. He said they're passed. But he's moded that if you know what people do sometimes, they'll canvas sukkah, they'll take ropes and they'll make loved. Take one rope, put it pachas megimel from the karka, then another rope pachas megimel to that, another rope pachas megimel to that on three sides. So then you have your. And to tell you the truth, that's not pashut either. That's good. Ayin Bikur Yaakov. I wrote an article once in the Beis Yitzchak on this. Bikur Yaakov is one of the best svarim on Hilchas Sukkah. If you're learning it be'ian, if you learn Hilchas Sukkah be'ian, you can't not learn the Bikur Yaakov. Bikur Yaakov is written by the Aruch Laner of Yaakov Edlinger, and it's a classic sefer. Mishnah Berurah, every page in Hilchas Sukkah quotes from the Bikur Yaakov. Bikur Yaakov is the famous Chiddush. Anyone going to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot? Oh. So Bikur Yaakov has the famous Chiddush that if you daven Shachris and Beit Shemesh, and then later on you go to Yerushalayim, so you have to take Lulav again. You should take Lulav again. Why? Because we hold that the two mitzvahs of Lulav. Lulav in the base of Mikdash is what? Is the Raisa of all seven. In Chutzla Mikdash, it's only the Raisa the first day, and the rest of the days is Zechel Mikdash. Right? So the Rambam Shita is that Mikdash, the Raisa, is not only Mikdash, but all of Yerushalayim. So in the fifth day of Sukkot, you were in Beit Shemesh in the morning, and you davened Shachris in Beit Shemesh, and you took your lulav there. So then, you fulfilled a mitzvah derabbanan. But now, when you come to what, to Yerushalayim meaning the old city, so now it could be the zechi of deraisa to shake lulav. So Mamela, so that you have to believe bracha, because first of all. Not everyone agrees that Yerushalayim. Some say it's only the Mikdash, like Rashi, not all of Yerushalayim. And then it's totally in the Machlokas also whether Kedusha Yerushalayim is Kitcha, even Mizman Hazeh.
So it's totally in those shitas. But if you hold, you put all those shitas together, he says that he thinks that you should do it, you should take it again. Yeah, Ezra. Yes, the Rav Avadia. The thing is that even if you make it tight, it's still going to shake. So others say the Chazanish held that no, that as long as it still maintains the proper, you know, the concept of Tel HaMeslakeh, that if it has the right degrees, it's still a mechitza. Now, the mechitza doesn't have to be a 90 degree angle; it can even be tilted to a certain degree. So when it shakes, it's slow gora from a tilted thing. So I always tell people that if their parents have a canvas sukkah, they shouldn't make a big deal about it. If they want to make the ropes, they can make the ropes. But when they get married and they have their own house and they're buying a sukkah, so then maybe they shouldn't l'chatchila get a canvas sukkah. See, people are always hacking about the metal poles. You can't be mounted to go around the Kabul too. Right? That's what everyone's talking about. And that's Mikra Dimi Pashkin, that's okay. And doing my folks, Mikra Dimi Pashkin says that's okay. It's the Machmer, the Chathilu Natu. But so that's the, in other words, the shaking walls could be more of an issue than the metal poles that the Schach is resting on. So, in other words, if someone invites you to the house and they have the Schach leaning on the metal poles, you could go there, you could eat there, you can make a bracha there, you know. I wouldn't necessarily make that sukkah l'chatchila, but it's kosher mi'ikar adim. That's how we pass it. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, on Mamid, that's how we pass it. Want to be machmir? Okay, mehechi taisi, but that's for sure you shouldn't make it simus over. A big deal over. But the fanos have to be... So if l'chatchila, you can get wood walls or fiberglass walls or something like that. It doesn't shake in the wind. So you want to be the tshuva. There's a whole discussion here with the tshuva. The tshuva is a perish, a mishnayis, and a rambam, and a whole. But at the end of the day, he passels. He gets very excited about this. Yesh lo hazir lo osi mechitza sukkah bisdinim. Then the Mechaber, Rav Shechel always likes to point out, there's a din in the Mechaber that says that even if you tie it down, there's still a gzeira that you might not tie it down. Whereas if you take stenim, you take sheets, and you tie them down tight, the Mechaber says you still can't use it, because you might not tie it, a gzeira, that you might not tie it down properly. So some want to say that gzeira only applied to the sheets, but our sukkahs are mamish made with the special holes in the prefab, and no chashashas, so maybe... So Lamaisa, when I was growing up as a little kid, most of the sukkahs were the canvas. There was a time that canvas were the big. Then people became more became more something, and then they more knowledgeable, less, I don't know, something, and then it was became less popular, and whatever. But as I said, there's what to be somich on for the canvas sukkahs. As well, as I said, if you're starting your own house and you're buying a sukkah, I wouldn't l'chatchil go out and buy those. But if you're invited and to make a whole thing, I wouldn't do that either.
Why is the love of the ropes not
l'chatchil? Why is the love of the ropes not l'chatchil? So you have to... there's a piece in the Bikur Yaakov about it. And in other words, there's a concept called mechitzas gruos. In other words... Mechitzas gruas means substandard mechitzas. If you have the ropes all going in one direction, even though they're lovered, it's still called mechitzas gruas. You need shesi ve'erv, both directions. So that's the discussion. By a sukkah, could you use mechitzas gruas or not? Just only having love in one direction. So that's the discussion that the Bikur Yaakov has in the Sefer. Okay, Aver Sukkah, you know, Aver Pasels, and Chach Posel Pasels. Aver Pasels, B'dalat Fachim, and Chach, if you look here, page 26, a little over time. Begimel tfachim psula. Sach posel is dalet of avir is gimel. In other words, schach posel pasel is dalet tfachim. Dalet tfachim wide schach posel. What does it mean pasel? Pasel means if it goes across your whole sukkah, then it divides the sukkah into two parts. And the same thing if you have avir, that's gimel tfachim, and it goes across the whole sukkah, that breaks the sukkah into two parts. So then the walls on either side don't relate to the past the avir. Okay, there's other dinim, though, for akumu, we're not going to get. Okay, look, Rabosai, I apologize for coming late, but I think we still did a nice amount of interesting things to try to, you know, make new things, new ideas here. We didn't get to the actual mitzvah yeshiva sukkah of eating in the sukkah. You know, the first night you have to make sure to eat a kazayas in the sukkah. The Shulchan Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila shiv yosem mikabetsa. It means the first night when you make the motzi, you should have a nice big piece of challah and don't talk and eat it all up to be yotze all the opinions. And that's on the first night, if it rains, you still have to eat in the sukkah for the Ashkenazim. So hopefully it won't rain. Simen klal, if it rains, or Hashulchan said that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz is not a simen klal, but hopefully it won't rain, and we should all have a mechila slicha on Yom Kippur, and then a ritzoy on Sukkot to restore our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be Chadesh Yameinu. We can. Mincha, yeah.
What a canvas sukkah.
What is
canvas sukkah?